Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
On Wednesday, it was the fortnightly turn for members to make progress on their bills, and the ACT Party's Heather Roy finally found a way to break the opposition filibuster that has kept her bill stuck in its committee stage since March.
Mr. Chair?
The Honourable Heather Roy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that the committee report progress.
Progress, that is, on the private bill that, coming ahead of members' bills on the order paper, has been blocking debate for the past 4 members' days on her bill, which would abolish compulsory membership of student unions. That private bill is the Royal Society of New Zealand Amendment Bill, which has been moving at a snail's pace in the teeth of a filibuster from an opposition comprising all parties except ACT, National and Peter Dunne, the opposition having the aim of preventing the passing of Heather Roy's bill before the election. Heather Roy's motion, coming just a few minutes after the debate resumed shortly after 4 on Wednesday, drew an immediate protest from Labor's junior whip, Steve Chadwick.
I just seek some clarification on this. We had only had one speaker on Clause 14, so it's highly irregular for this to have been proposed, and I just seek clarification on this.
Chairing the committee, Assistant Speaker Eric Roy said Heather Roy's motion was perfectly in order.
It's quite clear that any member may move that the committee report progress. It is a procedural motion. The wording has to be accurate. The member did fulfil that requirement. The House then addresses the matter by a vote, which is put immediately.
The vote revealed a majority in support of Heather Roy.
The ayes are 62, the noes are 53. The motion is agreed to. I therefore will report progress.
But although that majority remained rock solid for the rest of the night, there was precious little progress made after the opposition responded tit for tat.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Point of order, the Honourable Trevor Mallard.
I move that we report progress in order to get a Speaker's ruling on the decision that you have just made.
Followed by...
I move that the Speaker be recalled in order to consider the ruling you have just made.
Lockwood Smith said he would have to take advice.
With this particular procedural issue, I must confess that I'm not 100% certain that the same rules apply. And... I'm going to seek some advice on this one, because what troubles me, I'll be honest with the House, I'll be honest with the committee, is what troubles me is that the standing orders provide for this provision for the committee to make a decision to report progress, and for the report to be made, and for the House to then vote on that matter. If we end up in a situation where endless motions can be put to the committee to report progress that are all defeated, we end up in a totally unworkable situation.
A fair description of the next hour as Labour MPs continued to request the Speaker be recalled to the chamber, eventually exhausting the Chairman's patience.
I think we're now getting all members following the same procedure, and I believe that the House has expressed its will that by a vote of 62 to 57 or whatever, that it wishes to proceed with this matter. And I'm not going to tolerate members continually seeking to recall the Speaker for every single item, particularly who or who does not get the call. The member is out of order.
Point of order.
Point of order, Trevor Mallard.
Mr. Chairman, can you please explain to the House which of your rulings we are allowed to debate and have the Speaker come in on?
Then a final warning.
Quite simply, members are trifling with the chair, and if they persist, they will leave the chamber. Alan Peachey.
Thank you,
order.
Mr. Chair.
Point of order.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Speaker be recalled.
The member will leave the chamber.
Mr. Chairman, I have the right to move for the recall of the Speaker on your questioning, on your ruling that we were trifling. Sir, we were not trifling with the chair and your rule that I have.
I will put that motion. Question is that the motion be agreed to. Those of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no.
No.
Ayes have it.
Noes have it. And party vote. Clerk will conduct a party vote.
And so it continued, with debate on Heather Roy's bill resuming after the dinner break, subject to interruptions and bad-tempered exchanges across the chamber, resulting in this appeal from Assistant Speaker Ross Robertson.
The House is starting to get slide down, and I'd urge honourable members to recognise that this is a place of debate and that we should take it seriously.
Heather Roy's hopes of getting her bill out of the committee stage were dashed when the debate on one of the final clauses was interrupted by the adjournment at 10. It's now back on the order paper and still behind the Royal Society Amendment Bill in the queue. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.